And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and the world headquarters here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma with Captain Marcus Medak from the new Loanne. And just having, and the new Shearwater, we should say, too. So we're just having a great time talking some fishing here and ready to go fishing here. And we talk about going fishing. What a great prize we have today for
somebody.
Man,
you're not kidding. And so generous of Marcus. A day and a half trip going on the new Loanne. One lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. And, man, with the seasons that have been of past and hopefully of present, what a great opportunity for somebody. Yeah, just really, really cool.
JP, stand by for your phone calls there. And if you want to get through, 213-432-1090, 213-432-1090, open right now, and then text the show. We got a lot of texts going
through. Well, you're not kidding. Yeah. Again, text the show option. That's only available on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download, easy to get anywhere on your App Store or your Google Play Store. Just search Let's Talk Hookup. It'll pop up right away, and it's the only way to get your text into the show today.
Yeah, and speaking of texts, I have a good one here that came through. It's always fun to hear from Russell in Huntington Beach. And he says, Marcus, can you explain exactly how you personally like to fish a sinker rig? Which everybody has a different way, right? But talk about a guy that's seen it all, right?
Let me piggyback, because that was the next text that I was going to ask also. So, and again, to how you fish yours, this one from Big Ed was how you do it, because all of his rigs are set up, he says, with a relatively short 15 to 25-foot fluorocarbon leader. So does that change how you would maybe fish yours? If we could throw piggyback Big Ed's text on there also.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I like a fairly short rig like that for sinker fishing, because if it's windy at all and you're drifting much, it's easier to stay down at depth. So I think that's a good way to do it. I like to fish the sinker rig. I use a rubber band to attach the sinker, torpedo sinker, usually about 4 feet or so from the hook. I like to have a fairly good size, you know, leader length, 4 or 5 feet, I don't know, somewhere in that neck of the woods. I usually like using a circle hook in case you hook a big one. And you always have to nose hook your bait. That's kind of
100% on nose hook.
100% always. Because you're basically slow trolling the bait up and down through the water column. And I think it's real important to drop it fairly slow. If you drop it too fast, you got a good chance of the sinker dropping down much faster than the bait, and the bait getting dragged behind it, and it gets wrapped up around the main line. But if you drop it real slow, the sinker will be straight down, and your bait is basically just going to be sort of swimming circles or staying up current of that sinker, depending on how windy it is. And,
good call.
Is it important to keep the sinker in line? Can it just be hanging off the line from one rung? Does that make a difference? Does it not? You see both ways, guys do things.
I see both ways. I personally don't think it makes that much of a difference. I can't. I don't know.
It's just an apparatus to get you down there.
I think it looks cleaner if you do it in line, but I don't know that it really makes a difference.
Effective.
I haven't seen like guys getting tangled up or anything when they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to keep that bait moving, or once you get to your depth, leave it there?
No, I like to keep it moving. I like to get it down there near the target depth, maybe go just a little bit past it, and then wind up slow through that, you know. So if I'm seeing fish down there at 250 feet, I would drop it down to probably 275 or 300, and then wind back up slowly. If it's not too windy and you're not getting a huge amount of scope in the line, I would, you know, once you get back above the target depth a ways, you know, once you get up maybe 100 feet above or 75 feet above where we're seeing most of the fish, then slowly drop it back down again. So you're just kind of real slowly going up and down through that water column. And if you, when you're drifting, if you look at that bait, it looks a heck of a lot better when there is a little bit of movement to the line.
Oh, sure.
You know, like when you're winding it up slow, like it, what I like doing actually, what works pretty well, is put your reel in low.
Mm-hmm.
And turn the handle still fairly slow. So it's
slow retrieve in low gear.
Slow retrieve in low gear. I think, and I've seen a lot of guys do well doing that.
Part of Ed's text, too, was he said he's having a problem with his rubber band sliding down to his hook. It's not staying into place. Any thoughts on what might correct that?
Yeah. Well, that's pretty easy to do if you have a little bit of monofilament. You know, I usually tie it. If I've got a shot of mono going to the fluorocarbon, then you've got the knot there for it to stop on. Otherwise, you know, I think you could use those, what, like a Carolina Keeper, or if you put enough twists in your rubber band and use one of the bigger rubber bands.
That's what I was thinking too.
Maybe just, if you use a small rubber band, it'll slide a lot. But if you use the bigger, I think they're like the number 64 rubber band or something, you see that much less often.
People tend to, I think, to grab those less because it's a little tougher to push it through the eye of the sinker, but they hold a lot better.
They do. There's a lot more surface area for them to grab. So I think that could be the main problem.
Yeah, there you go. Hey,
I like it.
Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it, man. We're going to talk to Chuck from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Congratulations on the new boat. Now, it's going to be like a limited load boat, and how many bunks has it got? Is it going to be like your big fish boat, specializing in that? Because I see the trend to go on limited loads that we got out of this pandemic. Everybody got used to it. The amount of gear you bring is kind of worked out to both favors, you know, as far as rod holders and all that. So tell a little more about the new boat.
Well, it's definitely a limited load. I mean, it's just a six-pack, so that's, by definition, fairly limited. And so there will never be more people than that. I forgot, what was the other?
I think just
bunk room.
Description of the amenities and whether you'll just target
people. There are six ones and six bunks, and, yeah, that's the idea, is we'll be primarily trying to target big fish. But, you know, I mean, fishing's fishing. We're going to fish for what's biting, but it with less people, the big ones don't have to be biting as well as you would if you're fishing for 20 people. So I think we should be able to do it more consistently is the idea.
All right.
But, yeah, primarily bigger fish is the idea.
Great question.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the call.
Yeah. Had a text come through. This one was from Adrian in Oceanside. It says, good morning, guys. I was wondering if it's a good idea to bring a 50-sized rod and reel combo. I have a Talica 50 on a bluefin trip, or is this just too much? Don't want to bring too much, but I'm certainly going to bring it if it's a useful outfit.
That's definitely not too much.
When there's 300 brounders swimming around.
That's definitely not too much. That's, I mean, if there's big ones at night especially, that's actually a really good rig for fishing a big knife jig at night. That it's a little heavy, but sure is nice.
If you get one, that's the one you want to have.
And we've caught a lot of big ones at night on 50-size outfits.
So what was the biggest fish on the new Luann last year? I know you had a lot over 200 pounds.
You know, I'm not positive. We never had a 300-pounder last year. We had some big twos, but we never did get a 300-pounder last year.
But lots of big twos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Out There News, always loaded with good stuff. Pre-spawn is on is the headline with some real big bass coming out of the lakes. And, of course, opening of the California rockfish season is detailed in there. And a whole bunch more. You be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. And you can always find out who the guests are for Let's Talk Hookup in this week's edition, too, of Western Outdoor News. Check it out.
You got it. Hey, jumping back into the phones, Randy in Costa Mesa is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Randy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for a great show.
Marcus, I know you said the boat's 61 years old, and it's been at the same slip at the same landing for all that time.
Point Loma
what
Sport
other names?
Yeah.
What other names is the boat? Well, yeah, there you go. Point Loma Sport Fishing. What other names has your boat run under?
That's it.
Yeah,
it's always been
from
the New Loanne
from the gate, right?
Yep, it's been the New Loanne.
Who was the original owner of the New Loanne?
Dick Gadosh.
Dick Gadosh. And then it went to Nick Cates from there.
Yeah, Nick.
No, it was Dick, and then it was Don Sansom, and then Dan Sansom.
Oh, Don ran it too, huh?
Yeah, Don. Wow. Yeah, and his brother.
Wow.
And then Nick after that.
Okay.
And then you followed Nick.
And then
you bought it from Nick.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's got some history on it, huh?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it
that's
does.
Pretty
some
cool,
pretty
dude.
Amazing guys.
But, yeah, no, it's always had the same name. There's actually, if you come down here, San Diego, there's a picture at Mitch's of, well, there's a I think there's one or two pictures of the New Loanne from when it's pretty darn new. But there's also a picture of the Loanne, which I don't really know the story of that boat, mm-hmm. but it's like a 40-some footer, it looks like. And I think it was running down here. Must have been in the 30s. So it's been down here a long time.
I've seen those pictures at Mitch's there.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
And I got to say, you know, if for great food, of course, Mitch is fantastic. But just for the history of the sport fishing fleet, just spending some time on that wall in there, unbelievable.
It's the funnest part of waiting for your taco.
It's just really amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
That's really cool.
You can see some old pictures of Marcus in there, too. Yeah. Hey,
it's like as close as we've got to a cool sport fishing museum, you know what I mean? Because it's newer than museum, but it's a cool throwback to all the past. It's awesome. Yeah, I love it. Yep, no
for
doubt.
Sure. All right. Hey, great text here. Good morning. I'm stepping on the New Loanne for a 3-day in August. What outfit should I bring? And that's Steve coming down from Tahoe to come visit you.
Well, you definitely want to have your bases covered. I mean, I for sure you want to have a lighter, you know, 25 or 30 pound outfit for any school fish around. I would have a kind of lighter, heavy live bait fly line outfit, like 40 or 50 pound that you could fish, preferably 2-speed, but wouldn't necessarily have to be. And then you want a couple of heavier outfits too. You want you know, 60 or 80 pound that you could fish, either a lighter jig possibly or fly line sardines. And you want a heavy outfit, you know, 80 or 100 pound for nighttime jig fishing, for sure.
I think that the writing is on the wall. It's been 4 very consistent seasons, and I think if you don't have a heavy 2-speed outfit in the arsenal and you do a lot of that type of fishing, it's probably time to make that investment. You know what I mean? Like the first couple of years, it's hard to add a 100-pound outfit to your local arsenal. You know, a 100-pound outfit was something that was just never used on a local offshore type trip, and
you gotta have it.
You gotta have it. It's just it is now. It's no longer.
You gotta have it.
Yeah.
And you know, to be honest, the 2-speeds nowadays, they're just, it's a lot of money, but they're really not that expensive. I mean, compared to what they used to be, they're not.
And they'll last you.
They're not cheap, but they're not expensive either, a lot of them.
There are.
And you can get really, really good ones for not a tremendous investment.
Right. They have the price of very good ones, you know, no doubt, like the highest echelon, they're still expensive reels, and nobody's going to deny that. But, you know, with Speedmaster, with Fathom, you know, there are some very good options at a lesser tiered cost that are still good. And the jump to the highest end reels, to Talikas, is not that far either. For the amount of big fish opportunity that we have consistently had over the last few years, it's probably time to add that piece of gear to your arsenal if you haven't already.
And if you don't want to make the investment, you can rent really good quality gear at Point Loma Sport Fishing, Fisherman's Landing. They have good quality Shimano Talica 2-speeds for rent. But if you're going to do it more consistently, make the investment.
Yeah, I was always, you know, I mean, obviously, I am a huge fan of the rental. It's, you know, it helps you avoid the cost and you have the right piece of tackle. But it's just like year after year after year, you keep hearing, you know, Marcus and Adam say the same things, you know, 100-pound outfit, an 80-pound outfit, a 100-pound outfit. If it's not in your quiver already, it's probably time to add that piece of gear.
There you go. Hey, yes, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time for our fishdope.com report, sponsored by our great friends, the fishermen at Fisherman's Processing, the Fish Pros in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, amazing poke kit, and the ceviche spice. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or call for details, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And we've got the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Rick, Pete, Marcus. How are you guys today?
Hey, Dave. Good morning. Good
morning.
Hey, very sad day yesterday. Lost a legend in the industry. Very close personal friend of mine, helped mold me to the person I am today. Mr. John Manzer passed away, Todd's father, and I didn't know if you guys said anything about it yet.
No, we haven't.
Because I was.
I didn't know.
Okay. Yeah. Todd Manzer's dad passed away yesterday. Very, very close personal friend of mine, and legend in the industry, gill net, swordfish, sport boat operator, and went on to own John's Fish Market in Dana Point Harbor, and I guess he just didn't want to be that far away. He's been working for my pops for a very long time, and I guess he wanted to go be with him. So big shout out to Todd's father. That's kind of, I know fishing's kind of happening here a little bit, but I just wanted to say that today. That was kind of what I wanted to talk about this morning, Pete.
Sure. Understand, Dave, and very sorry for that loss. Yeah, he was certainly a legend, just like your dad, especially in the Dana Point area, and raised one heck of a son there, too, Todd Manzer.
Yeah.
Man, what a great fisherman, and I know his dad was a great fisherman, too. And, of course, you heard the news. Danny broke it yesterday. Fishdope.com has all the information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. You want to use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Gang, you can check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I got, with the help of Fish Dope and with Let's Talk Hookup, and then Your Saltwater Guide, and then Captain's Concept yesterday. With all that, there's no reason to ever suck at fishing again unless you're into that.
Oh, said by Dave, and only the way Dave can say it.
Absolutely. My goodness. And you don't have to follow Marcus around anymore.
That's it. That's it. Well,
thanks a lot for that, Dave, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right. God bless John Manzer.
You got it.
Sure.
See you, Dave. Good call. Hey, that's going to wrap up our catch for today. That one's sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and other custom fillet knives from Anza Knives. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, hunting. Check out AnzaKnives.com for more details, and you can purchase that Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing.
Yes, and let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones.
Phones jam-packed they are. Jim in National City is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Jim. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Another great show. Well, Marcus, I fished on New Loanne going back when Nick had the boat, and I've fished on it several times. Not the last couple of years, but before that, when on the New Loanne. And what a great fishing platform. You know, I remember that the stern of that boat was so wide and low to the water, just a great fishing platform.
Yeah.
And you can go get up the side rails. There seem to be a little bit wider than most boats. And, of course, the bow's great, too. But, anyway, great fishing platform. One time in particular I went, I had a couple of knees replaced years back, and you guys were good enough to accommodate me. I have trouble climbing up to that top bunk or the bottom bunk, so you guys were good enough to accommodate me a middle bunk, which makes it easier for me to get in and out of, and you guys have always really been real good to me as far as that. Like I said, it's been a while since I fished on that boat, but great fishing platform. I was wondering, and the bunks are perfectly comfortable. And I'm a big guy, so I like nice bunks. And Have you done any changes that in the last few years that are worth mentioning, or is it all pretty much the same boat the last few years?
Well, the biggest change we did was last year we built a couple more fish holds / slammers, you know, so we pretty much doubled our bait capacity.
Wow.
So that made it much easier for us to be able to do longer trips. So that's and really that's been made a big difference in how we can fish on a, you know, multi-day trip.
Sure.
And so that was
a big change. All right. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Have a great text here from Darren in San Clemente. He wants to ask the captain about trolling. There was always a heavy reliance on use of trolling, and has side-scanning sonar made trolling obsolete? It's a good question.
It is. Well, almost.
Almost.
Almost. Maybe not completely. But it's pretty close, really. I mean, we still do some trolling. You know, when the albacore come back, we'll be doing plenty of trolling. But
I like that, not if, but when.
Yeah, when. It's this year, you know.
Yeah, that's right. I know
this year. Yeah.
You predicted it.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
On record. But and there's times when it is important. You know, if we're fishing scattered yellowfin tuna, for example, they bite trolling jigs well. And even though a lot of times we see them on the scanning sonar, if it's a little bit of chop or, you know, they're real small wolf packs of fish, it's, you get an idea that they're there, but it's not obvious. When there's big schools of fish around, it's almost pointless to troll. You don't need it anymore. But when they're scattered, it can be at times an important tool to have.
Okay. All
right. Good question. Yeah.
Good stuff.
I had another text that I thought was a good one. This one was from Jim in Thousand Palms. Said, interested if the new Loann and or the Shearwater provide kite gear. And do you have helium on the boats for fishing the bluefin? And also, if you could talk about what the typical length of trip you anticipate for the shearwater. I think we covered that a little bit, maybe up to 3 days. But
yeah, we covered that, I think. As far as kite gear, yeah, we have kite gear on both boats.
Okay.
And helium.
And no need to bring your own. If a guy has an outfit, does it help the things to have yet another on the boat? Or is what you have plenty sufficient for the whole trip?
I mean, if you have your own and you want to use it, you're welcome to. But I would say, we've got quite a few. We've got.
You're not short on gear.
We're not short. We've got enough to do it. We do have, sometimes we have guys that bring out their own helium. It's a little tricky. Sometimes just logistically, if you're able to fish a helium balloon and keep out, you know, from, do it without getting tangled up with a kite or other lines and stuff, and you're able to maintain it, that can work well also. So we do have a few people that bring their own helium, and you're welcome to do that. You have to be a little cognizant of the conditions.
Sure.
At the time. So there's times when that can work well, and there's other times when you're just not able to use it.
But
if
you want to fish your own balloon, you have to bring your own helium.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You might, yeah. We'll,
you know, depending on conditions, we'll have a rotation where we might be fishing kite or balloons.
Or
but
balloon.
If you have your own, and if the conditions allow it, you can do it.
But I think that, you know, in saying that, you also need to realize that if the conditions are not right for it, you don't get to do, you know, it's not a...
Right.
You can't do one
it's
thing
a team
that
effort.
Hinders
it
the rest of the group.
Exactly.
Yes, perfectly said.
It's a team effort, and that'll be, you know, with a smaller group, like on the new little boat, that'll make that much less of an issue.
There you go.
All right. Hey, just an interesting sideline from Fred Schnell from Huntington Beach and Loretto. I don't know whether Fred's listening from Loretto right now on the Let's Talk Hookup app or from Huntington Beach. But he says, my favorite trip was an albacore trip on the New Loanne maybe 40 years ago. 328 fish for 1850. 18 people. It's truly a Bloody Dex trip. So that's a, I mean, those days could happen again.
You never know. I'm sure they will at some point.
Yeah, indeed.
But I'm in no rush. I'm in no rush to get out of this cycle. I like what's going on just fine right now.
Yeah.
We'll take this for a little bit longer. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. We do have the first line open in quite some time if you want to get through. It's 213-432-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
You've been waiting for it, and it's finally here. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Ringed Circle Hook is now available in sizes 4, 2, 1, and 1-0. That's right. Those smaller, highly sought-after Gamakatsu Circle Hooks are now available in ringed and non-ringed versions down to size 4. It's the hook that will help you get that bite. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook. Now in smaller sizes and ringed and non-ringed styles. Get it now at select tackle shops.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing on the new Loanne, talking about the new shearwater, all this big bluefin talk. Offshore fishing's got me fired up, man.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones. Still a line open. JP's waiting for you. 213-432-1090. Open right now.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Sean. He's calling us from Lomita this morning. Good morning, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, Marcus, I used to... Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I just want to say, Marcus, I used to fish the sinker rig using like a monofilament to like a 3-foot liter of fluorocarbon with a sliding sinker above the knot. And the funny thing that happened once was I was soaking for a while, and all of a sudden I got bit, and then I reeled up and I was bit off. But it turns out I got bit off on the sinker. They ate the sinker because my mono was bit off, not my hook. My hook was gone too, of course. So that was kind of funny. I'm curious about the new Lowen and its layout there. I heard the bunk rooms, how many bunks, the galley and the shower situation, because I have a possible going on a three-day charter over in August, depending on how my elbow works after surgery, but we'll see how it's going. I'm just curious about the boat. And also, what about the styrofoam rigs that you were talking about? Because I've tried that one, student, unsuccessfully.
It's, I wouldn't say I'm an expert on those. There are a couple guys that have got that rig down and have good luck at that. And there are a lot of small details, I think, that make a big difference for that. But I'm not the expert on that one, I would say. As far as
bunk layouts?
The bunk layout, it's pretty standard bunk room. You know, we got bunks that are three high down in the bunk room. There's a lot of bunks down there. I mean, the boat used to take 49 people or something 49. Before, wow. You know, the first year I had it, we took 40. And we've been slowly whittling away at the number of bunks down there. But we still have 32 bunks down there. And
so what's your max load is 32 then?
You know, after the whole pandemic thing, we got kind of used to fishing with a lighter load, and we have not gone back. We're still on our day and a half trips. We're still sticking with 25.
25? Oh, man, how sweet is that?
Right.
Nice.
So it's...
people like that, too.
Yes, for sure. And you know, with these bigger fish around, it just makes it where you can do it effectively for everyone.
I think that was... Yeah, one thing that COVID taught us was that most people would prefer to pay an extra couple bucks but have the, you know, you just get better ratio of crew members and those dealing with big ones. It's just there's less issues. I think that's such a good call.
And our longer trips, I think our three-day trips, we're just taking 18. So we're, you know, we've really limited. As far as the bunks, there's plenty of them. But it is just a standard bunk room. We don't have any staterooms or anything like that. Showers, we don't have dedicated showers, but there are in the heads. We've got you could pull the faucet out and hang it up. It turns into a shower. The whole head area is all waterproof, so it just turns into the shower stall, and they're comfortable. They work fine. Simple.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Wait,
simple and effective.
Great. Right. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. The Iron Man himself, Gary White from Lawndale, has a question. Marcus, who was your mentor and helped you get to where you are today?
Well, that was Tim and Randy on the Royal Star. I worked for them. So Tim Ekstrom and Randy Toussaint. And I worked for them for a long time on the Royal Star. Good solid 10 years. I actually worked a little bit of time on the Excel, even with Randy before he bought the boat with
wow.
Tim.
I didn't know that. So, cool.
Yep.
You've got pretty good upbringings there.
Right. So that's really where I learned how to do this kind of fishing and how to do it right. I mean, those guys have been running a fantastic operation, really unbelievable, for a very long time.
Top of the line.
And they helped me buy the new Lowen to start. I mean, we went in as partners with it when we first bought it. I mean, I didn't have the cash or ability to get a loan, you know, at that stage of my life. And so they made it so I could do that, and I bought them out after 3 years, and it's worked well.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and...
I had a fun text came through. This one was from Ralph in Menifee. It said, good morning to Captain Marcus. I was curious about what the fish handling process is like on the new Lowen and if it will be the same for the shearwater. And do you guys, are you familiar with or do you use the Ikajime system or any of the products that AFTCO is producing?
I don't know what the Ikajime.
Ikajime is the
system is
the running the wire up up the spine of the tuna.
Right. We have not been doing that. We do spike the tuna right away, and we gill and gut them, at least any of the nicer size bluefin or nicer size tuna, really of any size, and gill and gut them right away and get them down in the RSW as fast as possible.
And, of course, on the Royal Star,
right?
You guys perfected the wire up the spine thing on the bigger fish, right, back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, I think they started doing that after I left.
After you left, yeah.
We'll see. We may experiment with the wire up the spine thing on the shearwater. So far, we've had awfully good luck with just spiking them and gill and gutting them. Bleed it right away, spike it.
That seems like a good Danny Fuller thing. Like, that just seems like it'd be right up his alley.
Right, yeah. And
quality is you producing fine quality on the new land.
Yeah, it's
the highest.
It's good.
Yeah.
No, it's very good.
For sure.
I don't think anyone. I mean, I don't think anyone has better quality fish coming off a sport boat than we do, honestly.
And you own a fish processor, so you should know.
seen the insider two of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. They turn out pretty good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I was going to say, too, just in talks of the shearwater real fast, the two partners that you have, I mean, everybody's familiar with, but, like, those guys, too, you want to talk about no slouch to that, to this world that you're in. Like, that's what's going to be so fun about the boat. I know you said that you'll probably be there for the majority of the trips, but all people involved in that boat, like, this is what all of you guys do.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah. And we'll see. I mean, I'm hoping we can do some science trips with that thing as well, which having Danny involved.
Yeah, Danny's a tuna scientist.
Right.
Right. So I'm looking forward to hopefully being able to do some research trips with the boat as well.
It's going
to
be fun.
Fantastic. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Rich. Rich is calling us from Camarillo this morning. Rich, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, everyone. I had a question as regards to leaders when fishing jigs at night for a bluefin. Do you think I could get away with using 200-pound mono leader instead of fluorocarbon?
Yeah, you can, for sure. Absolutely. I might consider using fluorocarbon. I don't think it makes a dramatic difference, but there is more chafe resistance. If you've got 200 pound, that's, I think, enough material there that your odds of getting chewed off are pretty minimal. But
like yesterday, Captain Gavin was talking about using a straight 300 pound fluorocarbon leader. Like,
yes, so I think that's
25 feet of that.
I think that is an ideal rig, really.
Okay. For, heavier the better, right?
Yeah, on the heavy nighttime knife jig, I mean, that's what we've been doing, you know.
You're not line shut.
A heavy leader wind on type thing, I think, is the cleanest and best rig.
Does the hooks at the top, hooks at the bottom make a difference? You see some of those crazy rigs, guys have hooks dangling everywhere. Like, what's the ideal way, do you think, to outfit either a knife jig or a flat fall in terms of hooks go?
Personally, like it the best with just a couple of big, heavy jig assist style hooks at the bottom. Just regular,
nice and clean.
Nice and clean. Seen plenty of fish caught the other ways, but I don't know. That's how we rig our boat jigs, and they've been working pretty consistently. I mean, I don't like it with a million hooks everywhere as much. If the fish are biting real well, it works. But it seems like when it's a little tougher, it's not as clean of a rig, I don't think.
Okay.
Cool.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Have a great there's been a lot of texts like this morning, so we need to address it. And this one's from Randy in Vista. With the prices of fuel going crazy, do you expect to have a daily fuel surcharge?
I think I hate fuel surcharges. I really don't like them. I am going to do my best not to do it, but
how can you not?
We are probably going to have to. It depends what happens with fuel. But if we, you know, if we have fuel in, you know, the $5 plus range, it's probably even a little bit lower than that. We're going to have to pass on the cost in some way.
Because you base most of your prices like on a $4 a gallon.
Right around $4.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just, Yeah, I think we probably are going to have a fuel surcharge, most likely. I'm going to do my best to try to make it as transparent as possible, which I know in years past there have been some challenges with that. I mean, we're sort of all in the process of figuring out how to do that the best way right now. But, yes, I think, unfortunately, we're probably going to have to live with that. But who knows? Price of oil is unbelievably volatile right now, so it's really hard to make any good, solid predictions. But I think the odds are pretty good that there is going to have to be some sort of fuel surcharge.
Sadly, but true.
Yeah. All right, well, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to John. John's calling us from Huntington Beach. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show, as always. And just shout out to Marcus for a really quality operation on the new Lo-Ann. I just was curious about the Shearwater and the power that it has. What kind of engines are you running in it, or and what's the speed going to be on that? Do you anticipate it being a pretty fast six-pack, or what's the plan?
For power, it's a single Caterpillar C9, about 500 horse. Cruising speed is, you know, similar to most other sport boats, you know, 10 knots, 9-10 knots. It can go faster, but not very economically. So, no, I don't think it'll be especially fast, but it'll be similar to other charter boats, right in the same range, I think.
I think your description best of a mini sport boat is best. I mean, it goes average sport boat speed. It's got average sport boat amenities. It's just built for six guys.
Exactly.
That's what's so cool about it.
One thing we can probably pretty much bet on, that if when the Alpcar come back this year, that a single screw boat's going to get bit pretty well on the jigs.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so. This particular boat is a 40-foot Wegley. It does have a sister ship that does fish albacore commercially every year up in the Northwest. So.
All right.
There you go.
I like it.
All right.
This is a good text that came through. This one was from John in Chula Vista. For Marcus, when fishing a flat fall or a knife jig, what's the correct way to set your drag so that we're fishing appropriate drag on a big fish but don't get your rod ripped out of your hands?
Yeah, that's a good. I had the same one up here. That's a good question.
Fishing a jig like that, you want fairly heavy drag. I mean, I think you want, it's going to be close to ripping it out of your hand.
Hang on,
that's not a bad thing. You know, you're going to want 20 plus pounds of drag if you're fishing 80 or 100 pound line, or 100, or even if you're, you know, you might be fishing 150 pound. You want heavy drag when you set the hook, because if you're fishing an appropriate size hook, a big one, even if it's sharp, it takes a lot of pressure to drive that thing home.
Mm-hmm. So do you ever see somebody tied off to their rod and reel? Do you ever see somebody with a safety line on the rod and reel in case it gets ripped out of their hands? They have like a belt on or something like that. It's probably not a really good idea to do that.
It's a really bad idea.
Nighttime. But have you ever seen that? Like somebody do that? And like, yeah, you don't want to do that, right?
I have. I have seen it, but it's cumbersome, and I think not. I mean, like, we don't see a bunch of people getting their rods ripped out of their hands.
Yeah.
That's really not a, you know, a lot of times it takes a little bit for it to load up. It's usually not like it tries to instantly rip it out of your hand. I mean, it's like all of a sudden it gets heavy, and so you get that sensation before it really starts running most of the time.
Yeah, because you've got a little bit of stretch or a little bit of slack in the line, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Charlie in Gardena. Excuse me, Charlie from Gardena is on next. Good morning, Charlie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Marcus, but by now they've all been answered, so I had to come up with something else. And are there any photos available of the new Shearwater? And what's your favorite knot for tying a hook? Thank you.
I don't have any photos up yet because we're now favorite knot. That depends. For medium size tackle, you know, up to maybe 80 pound, I am a pretty big fan of a trilene knot. Actually, it works well.
You taught me the trilene
right.
knot early
it,
on
it
the roll.
Makes a, it makes a really nice small yeah. knot. I mean, the San Diego knot is a good knot as well. There's quite a few good ones, but that's a much bulkier mm-hmm. knot.
If you can protect, you taught me, if you can perfect that trilene knot, which is not an easy knot. You can mess
no,
it up
not.
Pretty easy.
You can
easy.
Mess it up easily,
yeah.
And then it's
but
not
that,
strong. But you, if you do it right,
it's a great knot, and it's low profile. Yeah.
Yep.
And it's not going to, it's you, if you do it right, it's not going to fail.
Right.
Yeah. That's so train yourself to learn that one, right? Because that's how Marcus taught me, is like early on the Royal Star.
That's cool.
For sure. So thanks a lot for the call.
Another quick text. This one's from Jeff in Huntington Beach. Interested in fishing on the new Loann. The last night bite that I was on, the guy next to me landed 3 bluefin over 100 pounds on his on the jig, and I had to watch it go down. But my question is, on the new Loann, do you have outlets next to any of the bunks that could accommodate a CPAP machine?
Yeah, we do.
All right.
Excellent.
Great. And then here's another one from Kurt Mo Valley. Says he's always wanted to fish the new Loann, and he's looking for a 2-day charter trip. How do you make reservations on the new Loann? And how do you find availability is the other question, right?
Well, you got to be a little early. But the easiest way to do it is just call Point Loma Sport Fishing. I mean, or you could reach out to me as well. I've got my number there. But the best thing to do is call them, because they've got somebody in the office all the time. They do the majority of our bookings.
I know you said you have a lot of charter trips already on the books. Do you ever have charter groups that are looking to add people because they may
yes,
be short?
Yep.
So how would they do that through Point Loma Sport Fishing?
Either through Point Loma, or they can email me. And
okay.
And
you're on the new Loann website, is your
yep.
email on there?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, you can always get a hold of Marcus through that. So that, and that's always a possibility. You got to keep an idea that, you know, sometimes people charter the boat, and they may be short a guy or two.
Yeah, or something happens.
Something happens, changes. So
yeah.
Get on the list. Yeah.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, and we're going to find out who's going fishing on the new Loann with Captain Marcus and Captain Adam. You stay tuned. It's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Tricks are going fast.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen, in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out the big winner, whether we're going to have a caller or texter. If you want to do the honors, give us a little coin flip there, Marcus.
We have record texts read today, 15 of them, and over 100 came through, but and lots and lots of callers. So here we go.
All right. So the winner today, a texter.
A texter. Yeah, so. And it's Randy in Vista is going fishing on the Luloyan. Day and a half trip. And thank you very much. And thanks to everybody that participated, both on the callers as well as the texters. We sure appreciate that very, very much and all your support. And thank you, Marcus, for being one of the best in the biz and awesome, all that you do for the industry. And big, big, huge thank you goes out to you for all your hard work on the carb situation. We're keeping our fingers crossed that everything works out well for everybody concerned there. And if somebody wants to book a trip on the new Luloyan, how do we do that?
You can just go to our website and do it online, or the Point Loma Sport Fishing website, or call Point Loma Sport Fishing. Any of those work just fine. Point Loma Sport Fishing, the number is there, 619-223-1627. Or online. NewLoanSportFishing.com.
NewLoanSportFishing.com, and you can get your email on there.
Yep.
If you wanted to add your list, add your name to a list of charter possibilities.
Yeah.
Because basically you're fully chartered for most dates in the summer, or is there still a chance that somebody could charter the boat?
I don't think we have any charter dates available.
No charter.
But we have some open party trips with some availability. But
you do? Okay. Yeah. All right.
And so we're going to be standing by for a word on the Shearwater when you're ready to start taking reservations. We'll get the word out.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we'll throw it out there and let people know that it's time to start looking at the Shearwater. Are you going to have your own website for the Shearwater?
Yeah, we will.
Okay. All right. Great. And we'll keep you posted on that. Work in progress, as they say, and looking for that like sometime in July.
I think the beginning of July.
Okay, great. All right. Thanks, Marcus. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks to JP for the hard work on the phones and the board. And thanks to Adam for all his hard work on our app. We will be back next Saturday and Sunday. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star will be here in the world headquarters next Saturday. And then next Sunday, Captain Jamie Thinnes from the Season Sport Fishing will be here. A couple of great captains next Saturday and Sunday. Have a great week. And we're thanking you to listening to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mightier 1090 EFN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.